This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Winston-Salem's Caleb Caudill has been hanging out with members of Wilco, the Jayhawks, and Robert Plant's band. And he's been recording in Johnny Cash's legendary cabin studio just outside of Nashville. The result is the new collection, Better Hurry Up.
You wanna go where the avalanche takes you. You wanna go where mistakes don't shape. You wanna go to a place that'll turn a blind eye to your past.
Caleb stopped by a few weeks ago before the coronavirus pandemic had taken hold. His tour has since been canceled. I spoke with him about the new songs and getting his parents to sing background vocals. Good morning, Caleb.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me back.
It is my pleasure. We're listening to the title track, Better Hurry Up. Is this one about the struggle to leave the past behind?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's like a motivational, it's like a hymn of sorts where I'm just like trying to push myself, and I've been closing the show with it, and it's just a really solid reminder that I kind of need on the daily. So, you know, touring a bunch and singing it a bunch is really helpful for me.
We could all use that, I think.
Yeah.
Was it intimidating to record in Johnny Cash's studio?
It wasn't intimidating. The vibe was very heavy in there. It just has such a, you know, there's like kind of a little bit of a darkness that I think, you know, is inherent through his music. And but everybody, it's just so cozy, and it was welcoming, and all the musicians were just, you know, top notch. So it was really easy for me to just go in and play my songs and be myself. And they just were like the icing on the cake.
Was there one in particular that you bonded with and, you know, became friends with?
As far as the musicians go?
Yeah.
I mean, all of them, yeah. You know. I'd met all of them various times through touring the last couple years. I'm real close with Elizabeth Cook and real close with John Paul White. And, yeah, I mean, Dennis Crouch helped me move into my house when I moved to Nashville. And then 2 days later, he was in the studio with me making this record on, you know, he plays bass. And so he's about the best there is at what he does.
Well, let's get to the bottom of it. Well, let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get. Well, let's get to the bottom of it. Well, let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get.
Let's Get talks about chasing an impossible sound. Did you find it this time?
I think, yeah, you find it and then set a new goal and you try to shift it. And, because you want to keep pushing yourself and try to get to that place where it feels impossible to get to, but you're constantly trying to get there.
This drive of mine has hooked me like a drug. Well, let's get to the bottom of it. Well, let's get to the bottom of it. Let's get.
Tell me a little bit more about your version of direction in the studio for these songs.
So my direction wasn't like, hey, play this part or do this thing that I hear in my head. It was more like with Reach Down, I told the guys, hey, let's act like we're handling snakes in a Pentecostal church. Or like for Let's Get, I was like, hey, let's act like, you know, it's midnight and the booze is flowing in the local honky tonk and let's just get after it, you know. And so that kind of direction, I think, not only does it get them in the right headspace, but it also allows interpretation from them that maybe I couldn't provide for them. And I just think that if you can give somebody location, I think it's just so important. You give them a setting and people can flourish.
Creature of darkness, even I can see. If one of us is here, then neither one of us is free.
Reach Down takes kind of a moral stance. The line, it's who we choose to be when nobody's keeping score. That seems like an old-fashioned sentiment. Do you think people still feel like that? And does social media make that almost impossible now because everybody's watching everybody?
Yeah, I don't know if it's still like that. I like to think that I operate by that set of rules for myself. But you're right, you know, when it's so open, it's kind of like sometimes people are taking a stance either way for good or evil, and it's almost like you're just doing it to impress, you know, your core group of friends or whoever, you know, whatever that might be. So yeah, I think the most important thing you can do is try to maintain that when no one's looking.
It's that struggle, that tug of war. It's who we choose to
there's nobody keeping the score. Seen them swinging from the chandeliers, champagne corks in both their ears, wall peeled high just to drown the sound from the hopeless heart standing desperate town.
Your parents join you to sing some backup. Are they musicians?
You know, like we grew up and they were always singing at church with me. And so I kind of come from that whole world. And so I remember them singing growing up, but neither one of them play an instrument. My brother plays an instrument and my grandmother played piano and other grandmother played auto harp. But, you know, so music was always around, but they didn't play any instruments. But it was really fun to have them come over. They didn't know they were going to come sing with me. So we were just in the studio and I said, all right, you're up. It's like your time to go shine. And I knew they could handle it. And it was really fun because Lauren was singing with me, my wife as well. So we had the whole family and it just felt really special.
We'll wrap this up with Monte Carlo, which mentions the Smoky Mountains, casinos, and that classic Chevy sedan. Do you have a Monte Carlo?
I don't. My grandfather had one. He had a 1971 and it was glitter green and it had like dark green leather seats, little Batman hanging from the rear view. And I used to eat melted moon pies riding around in the Smoky Mountains, the back seat of that thing. So, yeah.
A bit of an inspiration there.
Yeah, for sure.
Some days I just a circus and the freaks are late for work. Some days aren't even worth it and they only just exist to make you hurt some days.
Caleb Caudill's new record is called Better Hurry Up. You can hear more music from Caleb on WUNCmusic.org, on the WUNC app, and at 91.5 HD2. Thanks for stopping by, Caleb.
Thanks, Eric.
Stop at a casino.